Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Happy March 14th. Today is Wednesday, and this is Trina Kirkland, and welcome to Talk Up with Trina. And we will continue today. I will start with my daily devotional, reading from The Secrets of Divine Devotional and Journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. And today's devotional is The Perfect Disciplinarian. And again, we are on week two, which is lifted up by love, and today's will be day 11. So stay tuned for the devotional. Day 11, the perfect disciplinarian. We have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them with respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. But he, for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful nevertheless. Afterward it yields peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:9-11. Chandra, a doctoral student from India, told me that she nearly always chokes on the second word of the Lord's Prayer. She loves Jesus, but thinking of God as Father, that's difficult. Her own father molested her from the time she was 4 until she ran away at 15. So many today have grown up in destructive homes. I think of Will, whose father took physical punishment to such extremes that Will still walks with a limp. And Helen, who grew up in a home where parental discipline vanished the day her father walked out, never to return. There's something about discipline that brings us right to the big question about God the Father. What is his nature? What are his motives? What is his record? Can he be trusted with our hearts and lives? The writer of Hebrews understands that although earthly fathers aren't perfect, God is. If we listen to our flawed earthly fathers, he argued, why don't we give the utmost respect and heed to our perfect heavenly Father? Today I want you to open your heart to a life-changing truth. God is the perfect disciplinarian. Every time he intervenes to free you from a destructive choice, his action is lovingly and wisely custom-suited to your need. For example, his methods are perfect. God never abuses or heedlessly injures his children. He's never too harsh or too lenient. God has unlimited options. He uses people, circumstances, and events. And if we resist one, he can and will raise up another. His motives are perfect. Our Father doesn't lose his temper. He doesn't release his rage on a straying child. He doesn't exact payment or even the score. He is never unkind and receives no personal satisfaction when he disciplines us. His commitment is perfect. God will proactively pursue us until we start cleaning up our act. He values our obedience more than our comfort or his. He will discipline us even if we don't believe he will, even if we turn our backs on him. Of course, not all inconvenience, frustration, doubt, and suffering are God-induced. We live in a fallen world where evil people, disease, and natural disasters can strike at any time. Yet the Bible makes it clear that God will even use suffering to get our attention. Do you see it? Your Heavenly Father is compelled by love to intervene in your life when you insist on behaviors that sabotage your future. Let me say that again. Your Heavenly Father is compelled by love to intervene in your life when you insist on behaviors that sabotage your present and your future. Does it feel good to you? Not at all. Does your Father want to cause you discomfort or anguish? Of course not. Will your Father stop pursuing you with his love? and his best, not even when you break his heart. As you go about your day, let these wonderful truths of your Father's love remain in your thoughts. First truth, my Father loves me. Second truth, my Father is patiently seeking my best. Third truth, my Father will never give up on me. Ask your Father to take these words about his nature and intentions deep into your memories, thoughts, and emotions, and ask him to change you with the truth. Thank you for listening to today's devotional, The Perfect Disciplinarian. Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. I am Trina Kirkland, and this is my anchor intro to my podcast, Talk Up with Trina. The purpose of my station is to inspire and empower listeners to be extraordinary individuals living extraordinary lives. I do this and accomplish this by offering a variety of content. So whether you need spiritual healing, motivation, education, life advice, medical advice, inspiration, or if you want to stop by for some other reason, I accommodate it all and I address it all. And if you come by and engage with my station, I guarantee that you'll receive something to help you rise up to the occasion. I'm looking forward to interacting with you soon over on Talk Up with Trina.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.